he's a conservative person, very deeply conservative from the very beginning, and he has a love of fine living. The combination of those two created this person.
So what does Vladimir Putin want? He seems to want at least part of Ukraine, if not all of it, but what basically does he want?
What Vladimir Putin wants is for no country to be in a position to export its domestic democratic model to Russia. There was a previous Orange Revolution in Ukraine, and in Russia, it was called the Orange Virus. He didn't want Russians to catch it.
Does Putin actively seek to and want to gather in the countries that used to be under Soviet dominance and broke away when the Soviet Union collapsed?
In a way, yes, but there's a caveat. With the single exception of Crimea, he has not annexed territory that used to belong to the Soviet Union. If we look at the Georgian model, where he invaded Georgia, but instead of annexing those areas of Georgia that allied themselves with the Russian invasion, he created many states which were recognized by three or four countries allied with Russia.
He sounds almost more like a thug or a gangster leader that has certain people, cronies around him that want to enrich themselves rather than what we would think of as a world leader.
The government doesn't want an opposition. They don't want a civil society. They don't want a free media. And so it does raise the question of, who are these people in power? Why is it that they don't want all of these things, which are guaranteed in their constitution, by the way?
Can Russian democracy ever sprout again after Putin leaves the scene, whenever that is?
This now is not a problem of just Putin. Now there is a whole state of bureaucrats who are on the take, who are corrupt, who are integrated into what they call a vertical of power, and that power depends upon a vastly efficient and complex tribute system. Russian politics has become pay to play. If you want to be a cabinet minister, if you want to be a member of parliament, you have to pay for that. But once you're in, then you can turn around and play the same game.
So if you were asked by the President of the United States and or the head of the European Union and the countries that make up that union, what they should do about Putin, what should the policy of the West be toward him, what would you tell these leaders?
Well, I actually am wholly in favor of targeted sanctions against individuals, because that was the first major shot across the bow by the West, that we know who you are and we know what kind of regime you have. So I really am in favor of that. Now, in addition to that, I do think that certain sectors in the West have been rather complicit in the establishment strengthening of this type of regime. And I would just say one other thing, and that is that the banks in the West have been the biggest recipient of the nature of the Putin regime. Money laundering succeeds in the West because our banking regulations allow it.
Karen DeWisha says the U.S. should change laws that allow Russian oligarchs to pay cash for real estate and, in effect, use those properties as banks. She says they should also be compelled to use a name rather than a number when they register properties that they bought. Karen DeWisha, a Russian studies specialist at Miami University, has recently written a book called Putin's Kleptocracy, Who Stole Russia? I'm Steve Hirschberg.